Hi, guys, and welcome back to another new episode of Couch Talks on You Need Therapy. My name is Kat, and Couch Talks is the bonus episode of You Need Therapy, where I answer questions that you guys send in to me. You can send those to Katherine, K-A-T-H-R-Y-N, at youneedtherapypodcast.com, and I would love to get them and read them and see if I can talk about them on here to help you guys out. Now, as always, before we get into this, a little reminder that although I am answering your questions somewhat, this is not therapy in itself. And this is just a human talking about some things that you guys want to talk about. So it might lead to therapy, but this right now that you're listening to isn't that. So let's just get into it. So again, today we're only going to do one question. We're starting to do that a little bit more just so I can talk about the questions a little bit longer, which I like to do because, you know, sometimes I just get going and I can't stop. So we have one question and I'm going to keep it anonymous as usual, just to, you know, protect you guys because sometimes we don't need people to know the things that we're wondering in our heads. So here's the question from our anonymous human. Hi, Kat. I've been wanting to email you for a while, but I haven't because I was hoping what I'm struggling with would just go away on its own. Well, not much to my and probably your surprise, ignoring my problems hasn't made them any better. They actually just got worse. So I started dating this guy a couple years ago who I thought was just the best person ever. I met him through an app and naturally we had no mutual friends. Well, also one of the reasons that we had no mutual friends was because he didn't really have a community in our city. He was new-ish and had acquaintances, but no real actual community here. Well, I brought him into my circle and he fit right in like a glove. To make a long story short, we broke up about 6 months ago after dating for 2 years. It was one of those mutual-ish breakups, but like I was heartbroken and I'm not in a place where I can just be his friend right now. However, his friends are now my friends. My community became his community, and now I feel so lost and I feel really alone. I don't feel like I have the right to ask people to take sides, but they were my friends first. But at the same time, it's not like he did anything horrible. He just kind of broke my heart. I don't really know what to do. I've been distant and it's made getting over the breakup harder because I don't have my people to lean on. I don't go to social functions because there's always a chance he will be there. And now it's been so long, I feel like it would be even weirder for me to say something. Do you have any suggestions? Part of me thinks I'm just going to have to create a whole new group of friends. I'm stuck, I'm lonely, and I'm sad. Okay, this is really tough because there's a lot of stuff going on here. There's a lot of different tough things that are happening in this real life scenario that I'm so grateful that you brought to me because I have a feeling that other people have experienced something like this. And this, like, what do you do? So one, you're heartbroken and I'm so sorry. One of the hardest and most uncomfortable things that humans go through, heartbreak. So that's one thing. So you're heartbroken. You feel stuck. Sounds like you don't feel like you have permission to ask for what you really need right now. It sounds like you don't feel supported. And what I know about healing, especially when it comes to a broken heart, is often healing happens through human connection. And it also sounds like you have a lot of empathy for others because I would be basically like, F that guy. He broke my heart. These are my friends. I get them. Which is why I'm not here to give you advice and I'm not here to tell you to do what I would do because that may not necessarily be what you need. Different people will have different opinions on what to do here. And I want to say that very loud and clear. Different people are going to have different opinions. There's a million sides you can take here and there's a million ways to talk about this scenario. What I want to help move you into is a place and a space where you feel secure in identifying your feelings, your needs, and your opinions. This goes to every human listening to this. You don't need everyone to agree with you to have an opinion on your own life and to have an opinion on your own life that feels right. You don't need people to agree with you to do that. So I really want to, in kind of what we're going to talk about, empower you to own that you are allowed to ask for things that feel important and things that you need. And you're allowed to feel whatever you feel. So let's talk. Bummer about him not having friends. And this is something that I don't think I mentioned this when I did the dating app episode. I know in Nashville, especially, a lot of people's profiles say things like new to town and looking for a tour guide. And like, to be honest, I don't feel like we need to just like write off anyone who's new to town. But I think it's important to maintain boundaries and lives separate from each other outside of the relationships we create. And that can be really hard sometimes, especially when you're like, this person fits right in and that's what I'm looking for. I want to share my things with you because I want to be with you and I like you. So I want to share my things with you. Okay, I get it. I totally get that. We have to be very careful not to get too caught up in what that actually means. You have your life, he has his life, and then you have your life together. There are different things going on in this scenario. Three different things that I think go for all relationships. Your life, his life, your relationship. I hate the term my other half. I'm not going to get off into a tangent about that, but I just hate that term. No. You are not looking for your other half. We are identifying our wholeness, right? You are a whole person and your partner is a whole person. And then you have a relationship and that's a whole thing. So there's that part. And I didn't address that in the dating app episodes, but I just think that's interesting and something to think about and remember. Regardless, something that a lawyer once told me is that we can't change the past. So there's no use in talking about what you would have done differently. The only productive thing we can do is focus on what we can do now to move forward. So that's kind of where you are. Like, what can I do now to move forward? My heart's broken and I don't really know what to do about my community because that feels weird right now. So what can we do? Well, what's the problem? I'm asking you to identify that. Like, what's the problem? Is it that it's my community? You want your friends back? You want your community back? And that is a community that might not include him, or you might not want to include him. So first is identifying the problem. I'm really curious about the breakup. It sounds like he hurt you, but it was also mutual. And I kind of know what you mean. And I can like assume some things around that, but I don't want to assume, but I've been there. Like, I've been in that place where like, oh, I mean, he didn't do anything wrong, but he freaking broke my heart. And so I'm mad at him. But like, why am I mad at him? Because he didn't do anything wrong. And it sucks when you're in that place where he's not a bad person, but being around him might bring up some like icky feelings, and being reminded of him constantly is painful. And that would make moving on really tough. And so sometimes I think we create these stories that like, if we could hate our ex, or if we could demonize this person, we would feel better. And I don't know that that is true. I think that just changes the story, right? And it changes the feelings, or kind of distracts the feelings. If I could be mad, then I don't have to be sad. Right? If he can be a bad person, then I don't have to make it about me not feeling like I'm enough or something like that. It's almost like a distraction. The reality is, like, somebody doesn't have to be a bad person to hurt our feelings. You know, like, somebody might not have done anything wrong and maybe we're still hurt by that. And that's a reality. And we might need something in that. And you need to not be around this person all the time so you can heal and move on. And that's so valid and makes a lot of sense. So I would ask yourself, what would you ask for if you could be completely selfish and get exactly what you want? Like, dream world. Okay. Maybe that feels really unreasonable. Okay. Work backwards. So start from ideal and then work backwards. Sometimes we ignore our needs because we don't think we're deserving, or we don't think it's possible to get them met. And that's valid, because sometimes our needs can't get met exactly the way we want. But also, that doesn't mean that we have to be black and white. Like, there can be some compromise in those needs. So that's why you work backwards. Okay, I can't have this perfect space. I can't create this perfect scenario. What can I create? Is that better than nothing? Another helpful question is, what are you afraid of here? Another way I might ask that is, what's the worst that could happen if you asked for that thing that you really, really want? Like, what's the worst that could happen? I'm making this up because I'm having a conversation with myself, but maybe the worst thing that could happen is like, you don't get what you asked for. And maybe your friends all desert you, because how dare you ask for whatever you asked for, which in parentheses here, I'm saying sounds very unlikely. I don't know that you would have friends that would so easily drop you like that, especially because I don't know that what you would ask for would be unreasonable. But then what's your reality now, right? So if the worst that could happen, and the worst that could happen is that like, I lose my friends. Okay, well, you kind of mentioned that in the part of your question where you're like, I just want to start all over. And then maybe I have to just get a new community and new friends. Well, you're already creating that worst case scenario. So either the worst case scenario definitely happens because you're like, I'm not going to ask for what I need. I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to get a new group of friends. Or that happens because you give yourself a shot to ask for what you need. But in that opportunity, you also give yourself an opportunity, right? You give yourself a shot to get your needs met, or to get some of your needs met. Also, I bet your friends in that can be more empathetic than you think. However, they are not mind readers. So if you act like everything's fine and you tell them that everything's fine, since they can't read your mind, they don't know that things are not fine, like that you're not okay and that you're feeling these feelings. That's a thing we do a lot. It's like this passive aggressive, like I want people to know. And I'm not saying that you're doing this. Just we in general, humans do this a lot. Like we want people to know, we don't want to have to tell them. We don't want to have to ask. We want people to read our minds. But at the same time, we're really good actors. Right. And I can speak for a large portion of the population when I say that, like, humans generally do not want to engage in conflict. So if I don't have to acknowledge that what is going on, that if I don't have to acknowledge that you feel some kind of way around the fact that your ex-boyfriend is still always around us, I'm probably not going to acknowledge it. I'd rather not. Right. Here's another thing, and I want you to hear this too. Just like the majority of human beings like don't want to engage in conflict, I also think that a majority of human beings would be very understanding in the fact that it's hard for you to be around your ex-boyfriend all the time. Like, that makes a lot of sense. That's not a crazy thing to say. And what you aren't doing here, and what you wouldn't be doing here by talking to your friends, is blaming other people for your feelings or making your feelings someone else's problem. You're expressing what it's like to be you, and you're asking for support. By you doing this, you're taking responsibility here. And taking responsibility doesn't mean that you have to sit on an island by yourself. Like, that's not what it is. Sometimes responsibility involves asking for help. Like, that's a very responsible thing to do. Asking for help is a very responsible thing to do as a human, as an adult. Sometimes responsibility means being courageous, like being courageous enough to have the hard conversation. Because like I said, most people don't want to have that if we don't have to. No one is just like, I want conflict in my life. Well, no one who's in like a healthy spot. So if we can avoid it, we're going to. But avoiding conflict and avoiding these feelings doesn't make them not real. And you are the one here that is sitting in the reality of what it means in your friendships, not anybody else. And I just like hate that for you, because you're already struggling. You're already struggling in this heartbreak and in this weirdness of your friends that, like, you deserve some help. Avoiding your feelings, the same thing with avoiding conflict. It does not make them go away. It just pushes them and moves them and creates resentment and puts them in places they don't belong. And it just keeps you farther away from getting what you actually need and what you actually deserve. So I'm going to end this in something that I say often, but you know what you need better than you think. Like, I think you know what you want to do here. It's giving yourself the permission to really feel like that's okay for you to ask for, or it's giving yourself permission to have the conversation that's hard. It's giving yourself permission to do something scary, because you sound like a rational person. Like, I empathize with this a lot, and it would be a really hard place to be. So I want to encourage you to offer yourself some permission that you've been waiting on other people to give you, because you don't need that. You need to listen to what your body is telling you, because a lot of times our bodies are really smart. Not a lot of times, all of the time, most of the time. And you deserve to get your needs met just like anybody else in this world. So I hope that was helpful and got you thinking. If anything, I hope it just makes you feel less alone, because I know there are people that are listening to this that are like, oh my gosh, me too. And so maybe you didn't write this question, but you're like, oh my gosh, I'm in this. You're not the only one. And if you're feeling like it's tough and you're feeling like it's hard, it's probably because it is. It's not because there's something wrong with you. So give yourself some permission to do some stuff. I don't know where I saw it, but maybe I read it, or maybe it was in a Brené Brown book. She talked about writing permission slips. And so there was a practice where she would take post-it notes and she would like write permission slips, almost like you would get in like school, of like, you have permission to leave school early. It's like, okay, you have permission to feel sad for 20 minutes or whatever it is. She would write permission slips for herself, and then she would engage in those things as a practice, and then they would feel more natural after a while. So maybe today you just need to write down some permissions that you want to practice before you get to doing this scary hard thing and asking for some support and some help and some boundaries with your friends. So my heart goes out to you. And I hope this was helpful. And anybody who has a question that you want me to talk about, again, you can send it to Catherine@YouNeedTherapyPodcast.com. You can follow the podcast at You Need Therapy Podcast on Instagram. You can follow me at Kat.Defada on Instagram. And we would love it if you would rate and review this podcast. If you scroll to the bottom, give us a little 5 stars, please. And if you want to leave a comment, leave a comment. I would love that. I love reading feedback from you guys. So have the day you need to have. If you haven't heard yet, another little, I'm trying to wrap this up, but also I forgot and want to tell you guys this. If you haven't heard, I am starting to do Amy Brown's 4 Things with Amy Brown. She has her podcast as well. I'm starting to do her Tuesday episode with her. So every Tuesday we have little conversations around a lot of times emails that people send into her. And it's really fun because you get to hear us have a conversation with each other around sometimes things similar to that I'm talking about here. So if you are not a listener of 4 Things with Amy Brown, please do that and subscribe to it. And if you want to hear more conversations like this, but me talking to other people and not just myself, then listen to her Tuesday episodes. We have not named it yet. Right now we're just going with Amy and Kat chats, but we'll see what happens. If you have an idea, send it in to me. But I hope you guys have the day you need to have, and thank you for being here today, and I will talk to you guys on Monday.